had a chance yet to visit with Alan very much, but he's promised me after the set we'll get to sit down and talk a little bit. And he's also going to hang around and play for the closing tonight with us, with Doug Goss tonight. Thanks a lot, Alan, for coming all this way.
Everybody doing all right? All righty. We're hooking up the non-technical apparatus here. Turn that one down right now, thanks. We all feel like singing? I'm a folk singer, so I'm going to do a sing-along. It's great to be here. This is, I can't think of a more beautiful setting that I've ever been to in my 30 years, I'll tell you that. I'm serious. This is wonderful out here. The staff, the volunteers, they run an A1 class act. Well, this is a song you've never heard before, but it's got one line that we can all sing, and it happens about 40 times, so you can really get your part down. It's called Down by the Garden Wall.
She wore her best new satin dress, flowers in her hair. He held her lily hand so soft down by the garden wall.
That's it.
Down by the garden wall. An angel graced her radiant face. Their hearts were stopped in time. His hands around her slender waist. Down by the garden wall.
On now.
Down by the garden wall. Well, bells did ring, birds did sing, as they spoke their wedding vow. Then came the days their children played down by garden wall. Down by the garden wall. Now each Sunday family prays. The seasons come and they go. A long gravestone still marks their place down by the garden wall. Down by by the old iron gate, with flowers in his hand. And she wears her grandma's satin dress down by the garden wall. Down by the garden wall.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We know as time goes by and people in your generation start passing on, it really makes you stop and think. And when I was in the middle of writing this next song, I thought of a bunch of them, and people like Townes Van Zandt, and Gamble Rogers, Fred Neal, John Hartford. Incredible loss there. Anyway, I'm going to send this out to all those people tonight. This is a song from my album called Drifter's Wind. Standing way downtown on the avenue in worn out wingtips and dirt on his face, singing for the money that falls in his guitar case. And his soul sings the pain he's in. Deep inside he knows he could never go back again. When he left for the last time, it was more than he could stand. That's when he gave his heart to the drifter's wind. That's when he gave it all to the drifter's wind. She was spoken for long before she was 21, but in a family way, much too soon by the mayor's son. In the dark night, they put out the light she was living for. That little town tore her apart forevermore. She's in Chicago now, and odd jobs are her way. Next month it's Memphis, staying at her sister's place. Everybody loves her, but they don't know what to say. Except why does that girl always have to be going away. And her soul sings the pain she's in. Deep inside, she knows she could never go back again. When she left for the last time, it was more than she could stand. It's when she gave her heart to the drifter's wind. It's when she gave it all to the drifter's wind. Screaming off a freight train in the midnight rain, that's where it blows. It'll twist and bend where it starts and ends, nobody really knows. Around little beach bars and right into the cracks of reservation shacks. Through the homeless camps or a hobo's hands or right up a wino's back. Down every open road, by every hard luck Joe, and wherever gamblers pray. In little backstreet joints where life disappoints. It's blowing night and day. Down to time it goes, nothing to show but the freedom it gives. The restless ones on the run, they are why it lives. We all have a soul that sings this song that we're all in. Deep inside we know we could never go back again. When I left for the last time, it was more than I could stand. That's when I gave my heart to the drifter's wind. That's when I gave it all. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate that. Well, here's a song I've written that warm up here. I hope this song will have some kind of sing-along appeal one day. It were only me here without your love, 'cause your love makes me complete. That's who I'd be if I were on my own. Never would have known how good this life could be. And a heart without a soul is a wheel that just won't roll. Like the bread without the wine, or a clock that can't keep time. A sky without the blue, a lie without the truth. An orphan with no shoes upon his feet. That's who I'd be if it were only me. Here without your love, 'cause your love. That's who I'd be if I were on my own. I never would have known how sweet this life would be. like a drunkard with no gin, in a tunnel with no end, like a star without the night, or a knight without a king, in a castle that won't stand, on a mountain made of sand, just an empty shell washing out to sea. That's who I'd be if we're lonely. That's who I'd be if I were on my own. I never would have known how good this life would be. Never would have known how sweet this life would be. Well, this next song is the one song on my latest recording that I didn't write or co-write. This is a version of it that I've sort of evolved into doing for the last 7 or 8 years. One of the greatest examples I know of a contemporary subject written in a great traditional story fashion. One of the masters of our day. He's a Brit. Song is rapidly becoming a folk classic, and I've been loving it for a long time. It's a fast-moving, lonesome song about a young outlaw and his obsession with his motorcycle. Vincent Black Lightning, 1952. Seen you on the corners in the cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. He pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill. Red jeans, two red molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. I've robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Turned 21 years, I might make 22.
I don't mind dying except for the love of you. But if fate should break my stride, well, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Right, Sergeant McRae, they've taken in James 80 on armed robbery. Shotgun blast in his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. She came to the hospital, but much left. He was running out of road, running out of breath, but he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says Jean, in my opinion's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Norton's and Indians and grief just won't do. Well, they haven't got a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for a hand and slipped her the keys. He said, I've no further use. The angels and aerials in leather and chrome swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent.
Thank you very much. I think I might do a slow one now. Might want to turn this down a little bit, please. In the monitors, I mean. I don't know what it's like out there. I'll send this out to anybody that's been married for a number of years. Every time I tell someone I've been married 35 years, they gasp. I feel like a rarity here in the 21st century, but it feels good. This is called The Wind in Her Hair.
Fit one another like a shirt and a vest, and from meager beginnings they took love's big test, and on their wedding night he proclaimed, he said, "One day, honey, you and I will dance arm in arm right across stand on a wave-washed sea bank somewhere, and I'll watch the wind in your hair." But there were babies and big bills and jobs to be found, so their dreams of adventure never quite came around. And the years drifted by through the laughter and the tears as they learned to conquer their fears. He told her, "One day, honey, you and I will dance arm in arm right across Paris, France. We'll stand on a wave somewhere, and I'll watch the wind in your hair." They woke up one morning in a house all alone, knew that their baby had grown up and gone. And she looked in his eyes and saw that old flame. She said, "Honey, let's go catch that plane, 'cause you know, my darling, this is our chance. And right now I feel like a dance." Now there's two old-time lovers on a sea bank somewhere, and he's watching the wind in her hair. Yeah, there's two old-time lovers on a sea bank somewhere, he's watching the wind in her hair. Ooh.
Thank you. Do one more. Thank you so much. Y'all are just wonderful. Well, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky originally, and when I first started playing, guitar. I was in a rock and roll band when I first started. But I didn't play guitar then. I just played harmonica. These friends of mine in college said, hey, if you learn how to play harmonica, we'll let you in the band. Because they were doing, you know, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and the Animals. But anyway, about a year later, I heard Ian and Sylvia on a TV show, saw them and heard them, and was just totally smitten with those harmonies and that beautiful song, Four Strong Winds, at the time. And about that same time, I heard the music of Lead Belly and Dave Van Ronk and Dylan and all those incredible people of the time. Along with all that folk and rock and roll and a little bit of blues, there's a guy named Jimmy Rogers down in Meridian, Mississippi, that I think he invented what was called country music, or at least I know he invented the country blues. I'm going to leave you with one of his that I've been doing for as long as I've been playing, just about. It's just a little bit of fun here, so y'all clap along and do whatever. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Shine. Do you need another mule, Skinner? Hell on your new mud line. Good day. Well, I like work rolling all the time. I can carve my initials on a mule behind. Good lady, good lady, good lady, good lady. Around. If you don't like your job, sit that water bucket down. Good lady, good lady, old lady, good lady, good lady, old lady, good lady, old lady.
Oh, lady, 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 lady
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Have fun. It's a great festival. Thank you.